We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 9 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan, Payalim Shebo'u L'Tvoyes Chorom. The workers are coming to collect money from the employer, and they come to his house to collect the money, L'Tvoyes Chorom, to ask for their money. Mebalabayis, V'Nokhan Sharish Balabayis. And the ox of the Baal Bayis, the bull of the Baal Bayis, kicked them. Or if Noshkon Cowboy, where the dog bit them, they came to the house to collect money, and they got bit. But Noshkon Cowboy Baal Bayis, Umesu, and they died. Potter, the loch is your potter. Acher Maimrim, others say Rishoyim Payalim L'Tvoyes Charam Baal Bayis. Acherim say no, they're allowed to come here. They're coming here Rishus, and therefore the owner is Chayiv. So Gemara wants to know, what's the machlekes here? Which case is the machlekes? Hechidami. Either shchiach b'masa, if you find this employer, you find him in the city, you can find him in the city to ask for the money, my time with Achayim. Why does Achayim say you have to come to the guy's house? You don't mix business with pleasure. You don't come to the house to collect money. You'll see him in the office. So my time with Achayim. Either shchiach b'bayis, if the only place you find him is in the house, so my time with Tanakama. What's my time with Tanakama? They have to come collect their wages. So what do you want from, That's Kurashos. So what's the case? So Gemara says, Loi Tzricha. Begav Shriach, Loi Shriach. He's not clearly one place. He's sometimes here, sometimes there. Bekari Ababa, they knocked on the door. Va'amma Lahu, in. And he said, yes. Samar Sava, in means, ul, come inside. Ul, Tom Ashma, means come inside. Mar Savar, in, kum aduktech mashma. The other man, the Yama, says, no, it means stay where you are or go back to the city. I'll meet you in the city. And like Tosis explains, that if the guy was Shchiach, then Pshito, when you say in, it means go back to the city. And if you're not Shchiach in the city, and you're only at the house, so when you say in, you definitely mean going in. Since the guy is a wishy-washy guy, therefore when he says yes, we're not sure what he means. That's Machloikas. The Tanakhama says, that means go back to the city. I don't let you in the house. And the Cherem say, I'll let you in the house. Zog to Gemara Baita, Tanya Kamandi Omar in Kuma Duchtig Mashma. We have a brisa like the Mandi Omar holds that it means go back to the city and don't come into the house. Now, just stop right there. I'm actually big bucking in Shas, but I don't remember all the places where there's a Tanya, a Raya, to one of the, to a different Tana. The Tana Bonas is two Tanoim. You don't say Tanya. You never find Tanya like the Mandi Omar. You find like by a Mayra. You don't find by a Tana. I don't Pshat. I didn't see anyone ask the Kasha. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Tanya. Kemandi Omar in Kum Duch Mashma. We have a brisa that's a raya to the Mandi Omar says that Kum Duch Mashma. The title of the brisa. Poyel Shnichas Atoyah Scharim Baal Bayis. A poyel goes into the house to collect his wages from the Baal Bayis. The Nochu Sharish Baal Bayis. And the Sharish Baal Bayis bit him. Or kicked him. Or gored him. Or Yenoshu Kalbay. Or the dog bit him. The Loch is Potter. Avish Nichas Vashos. Even became Vashos. Now, what do you mean? Am I potter? If it came to Rishus, why is it potter? El alav. You know what it means in Rishus? The Kari Ababa va'amalei in. And you see the potter. V'shmami no, in kum aduktei mashma. You see you are potter. And how you know what we're talking about here is Shriach le'Shriach. It's V'shtanya. Tanya says, but we're talking about Shriach le'Shriach. Because if we're talking about so then, Shriach, Zeloh Kari Nichus Rishus. This potter means go back. So obviously talking about a case of Shriach and Shriach, and it says over here potter. So it's a raya to that man the Yama. Very interesting Gemara. It means that even though he said in. But it even said in, doesn't mean in. It means doctor, right? Yeah, it's a Pelham. I'm saying it's not the price being a raya to all the Tana. You have such a Gemara, like bring a raya to the Tana? Say, Tanya command the Yama. It's a price. I guess it's a stam price here. I suppose it's a stam price. Bring it from a stam price, maybe that's what it means. But in any case, we have it. That's the machlokes over here. The machlokes over here is if someone says yes, what he means, it depends on does it mean to come in or does it mean to go back there and stop by a case where a person is not in one place. Sometimes in the house, sometimes in the office, so therefore you're not sure where to find him. There comes the machlokes, what in means, what yes means. Mashenkin, if you know he's always in the house, so then it's called Rishus. If he's always in the office, it definitely does not mean Rishus. Zok the new Mishnah. Shnei Shvarim Tamim Shechavlu Ze'ezeh. We know already from learning Baba Kama a while that Keren, which is a shar that kicks, gores, or hurts someone with their body, the halacha is a tam pays chatzi nezek, hurts the item, ruins the item, damages something, pay chatzi nezek, half the damages. A muid pays nezek shalom. So you have over here, shnei shvarim tam shechavu ze'ezeh, that they hurt each other. Meshama moisa chatzi nezek. You pay in the You figure out how much each one got damaged, and you pay whoever damaged more pays on that extra chatzi nezek. Now, the Rosh speaks out, when we say two shvarim are fighting with each other, and same thing with two people fighting with each other, it means they're fighting, they started fighting together. But if one shar attacks another shar, and that shar then protects itself and attacks it back, of course the second shar is not chayiv, because you started. So of course the second one is not chayiv. So here they both, either they both were at one time, or they were at different times. That on Sunday, Reuven shar attacked Shimon shar, and on Monday, Shimon shar attacked Reuven shar. Now we have two damages. So what do? We figure out whose damages is more, and whatever that's more, you pay half the nezek. For example, if Reuven shar was damaged $100 worth of damage, and Shimon shar was damaged $150 worth of damage, so the extra is $50, you split the dollars in two, you pay $25. Shnei mo'adim. If the same case is two ma'adim, and one's damage is 100, one's 150, you pay $50. Echad tam v'echad mu'ud. Mu'ud, v'echad tam v'echad mu'ud, it depends. Mu'ud b'tam, if the mu'ud did more damage than the tam, m'shalm ma'is nezek shalom. Tam b'mu'ud, m'shalm ma'is chatzin nezek. The tam pays in the mu'ud in the extra chatzin nezek. Now, it sounds like that's not much of a chedushim over here. Tosef even asked the kasha, what's the chedushim in all these cases? But the Rosh says that's Mavuya Rashi, a Murid de Gechidish. If you look at Rashi, different Maskel, Mu'id Betam Mesham Vemeiser, small Rashi, Mu'id Betam Mesham Vemeiser, Kaloima, Emuhizik Esatam, Yoiser Meshaziku Tam. Kaloima, Emuhizik Esatam, Yoiser Meshaziku Tam. It means like this, that when you figure out when one did more, what do you figure out? More of the dam, how much you would have paid? Or how much of the damage? For example, so the Rosh, I'm going to read it from the Russian side to see the exact example of what the Rosh means. He says, Rosh says, Chiddush Gadol b'Mishnah. So he says, Kolayma. It says, let's make this into numbers. So let's say the Mu'id b'Tam, Shal Moshe, Kol Mu'hizik Zatam, Yoyis v'Shaziku Tam. Now, how do you figure that out? Let's say the Tam damaged the Mu'id $100. And the mu'ud damage the tam 150. Okay? So if you think about it, the mu'ud damaged the tam 150, and the tam damaged the mu'ud 100. The tam would only have to pay 50. The tam only has to pay 50. So how much more is the mu'ud the damage? Is it, because 150, 100, that's how much the damage is. But if you think about it, it's $100 more than he would get. He would only get 50. So how much do you pay, 100 or 50? How much do you think you pay? So Rashi's Mavoyer, you only pay 50. You pay more than how much he would pay. You don't figure out the difference. Like, if you figure out the difference, how much I owe you? I owe you 150. You owe me 50. So the extra is 100. And on the 100, I'll split. That's one way to look at it, right? Remember, it's damage 100, 150. So he owes me 50. I owe you 150. So I pay you 100. Right? That's what you mean. He says, no, I only pay you 50. The moon only pays 50. You look at the whole damage. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. That you look at the whole damage. How much I damage you, not how much I have to pay you, how much I owe you, and how much you owe me. And then the difference is I pay you more. You figure out how much the damage is more. You would think, you look at how much I owe you. The Tom owes me 50, I owe them 150, so I owe you 100. That's not how it works. I only have to pay you 50. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, what the Rosh considered a big Chiddush. V'chein Shnei Anashim. So that's the case of Tom Wood. Now we're going to people damaging. V'chein Shnei Anashim, Shechav Luzeh B'zeh. You have two people who hurt each other, so whoever hurt each other more pays an extra nezek shalom. Odom, so that's by two people who are chayvel in each other. Odom b'muid, or muid b'adam. If it's an odom on a shar ha-muid, and a muid in an odom, so m'shalom b'mayis nezek shalom. Odom b'tam, tam b'adam. If a tam and an odom are tangled with each other, and they both hurt each other, which is the animal, so odom b'tam, m'shalom b'mayis nezek shalom. If the odom won over the tam, he pays an extra nezek shalom. Tam b'adam, m'shalom b'mayis chatzin nezek. But a tam pays chatzin nezek, even when it damages the odom. Rabbi Kiva argues, famous Rabbi Kiva, we had on Daf Hey. Rabbi Kiva, even af tam shechav ba'adam, mishalim b'moyis ser nezek shalom. Rabbi Kiva holds that a tam, when it damages the adam, we'll see the more drasha, pays nezek shalom. Even though usually a tam pays chatzi nezek, but when it damages a person, it pays nezek shalom. That's Rabbi Kiva's shita. So let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, when damaging of a person, it says like this, oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, k'mishpat hazeh ye'os aloy. The psukim before that are talking about a tam and a mu'ud. The psukim before that pasuk in the Mishpatim, Perakov Aleph Lamed Aleph, are talking about Tam Emud and Pasuk Chav Tes, it is, Chav Ches, starts off with Tam, V'chigach Shor Es Isha Es Isha, that's Pasuk Chav Ches is Tam, Pasuk Chav Tes, V'mishar Nagachu Metol Shosham is Mu'ed, and Pasuk Lamed Aleph is this Pasuk, Oy Ben Yigach Ibas Yigach, Mishma Zay Yosaloy. So what are we darshin? Kemisba zed yosloi, kemisba shar b'shar. The din of damaging a person is the same thing as shar b'shar. Kemisba shar b'shar, kach kemisba shar b'adam. Ma shar b'shar, tam shalom chasin ezek, mu shalom lech shalom. Av shar b'adam, tam shalom chasin ezek, mu shalom lech shalom. So that's the drasha of Tanakama. What's kemisba tazeh? Okay, we have to see what the word hazeh means. Should we say kemisba? What's hazeh? So we don't know what Rabban Dash is that, but Rakiva said like this. Rakiva Yemek, Kamishba Tazeh, Ketachtim Lek Elyon. Like we just spoke out, Pasuk Chav Ches is about a Tam. Chav Tes is about a Mu'ud. And Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, Kamishba Tazeh. So Rakiva, Kamishba Tazeh, that when you damage a person, you like the Mishpat of a Mu'ud, and not of a Tam. Kamishba Tazeh, Ketachtim Lek Elyon. So if you're Rakiva, you pay Nezah Shalom. Yochol Yisham Raliyah. Now once you pay Nezah Shalom, maybe it's pay Raliyah like a regular Mu'ud. You pay Megufa and not Ma'aliyah. Because it says, Ye'osaloi, and that Lashon sounds like you're paying Megufa. You're paying Megufa. Kamishpa says, Ye'osaloi, to do to the Shar. So it sounds like it's paying Megufa. Then Mashal Ma'aliyah. Rabbanah, what's Hazeh? Because Bishop Rekiva Hazeh means to say Dafka Mu'it. That Kamishpa Hazeh, that Ben Yigak, when you damage a person, it's like a Mu'it always. But if you're Rabbanah, what's Hazeh? Say Kamishpa. Hazel Lomli, the pointer of Abadvaram, to say that the Shah is part of the other four Dvaram. The Lashon says, Kamishpat Hazel Yosaloi. What's Kamishpat Hazel? Kamishpat Yosaloi. So what's Hazel teaching us? That's the first question for your Rabbanim. You want to fear of a key, what is that teaching us? To say Dafka, it's like a Mu'ud, not a Tam. Kamishpat Hazel means like Dafka, like the recent thing, not the Pasuk Chav Ches. But the fear of Rabbanim, what do you do Hazel? Rabbanim Hazel Lomli, the pointer of Abadvaram, to part you from the other four things, from Tzah, Ripa, Shevis, and Boishas. Rabbi Kiva, the point of Rabbi Dvaram, has, you know, that the Shor is not Chayiv in the Abar Dvaram. Nafgalei, Me'ishkit, in Mumba Misa. We had this Rosh earlier in the, like, Dav Chavav. Me'ishkit, in Mumba Misa. Ishba Amisa, Loshar Ba Misa. And that teaches us there's no Abar Dvaram by a Shor. So Rabbanon, what do you need to pass guys there? We have this Pasuk, Eat in Mumba Misa. Rabbanon, Ima, he have a mina, Tzar, Luchudei. You would think only Tzar, you don't have to pay. Aval Ripa v'Shevis, which are real damages, which are real chesar and kiss. See, tzar is not chesar and kiss, just tzar. That maybe the behemoth doesn't pay. But Ripa and Shevis, which is a chesar and a mammon, which is a monetary loss, maybe they would pay. Emelitinle, maybe the shor should pay. Kamash Blo, no, does not have to pay these damages. I'm saying, does not have to pay the damages of Abar Dvaram, only pays Nezek. And that's what we have Azeh and Ishva Misoy. Teach us both, that doesn't pay any part of Abar Dvaram, not Ripa Sheves, not Tsar, not Boishas, nothing else. At Khan, this Machloikas are keeping the Rabbanon if you damage Adon, you pay Nezek Shalom or not.